I'm going to bring on our expert coach, Danian. And so, Danian, welcome. And the first question that I have to ask you about coaching the coach is, have you always been a great coach?
Well, Lucy, that's a great question. And of course, I have not been always a great coach. In fact, I haven't even been a great player in the beginning. I think it's a ladder of escalation. You know, you go one step at a time. I believe that in this world today that we have is that a lot of people call themselves coaches without ever having had the results themselves. And I find that a very scary thing, to be honest, especially in the world of personal development and network marketing and sales. You know, you find a lot of people that have the title technically, but they don't have any proof of concept. What I love about network marketing is that you can't fake it. You know, you really have to go through the ranks. You know, everybody starts at the beginning. Everybody, you know, works up the ranks. And as you do that, I feel first you learn how to play right. And eventually, and that's also how Wendy designed the compensation plan, which I find is so genius. If you look at all those basic ranks, right, you get started and you want to become an executive. And then how to become a jade and a pearl and a sapphire is by helping other people become executives. But all that is still, you know, quite, let's say, easy to do if you're a good player. But once the cycles come in and you've got to have to do 100 cycles, 200 cycles, 500 cycles, 1,000 cycles, now that's impossible to do on your own. Now what you have to do is you have to develop leaders. And in order to do that, you're pushed to be a great coach. And so it's been a development for me, myself, something that I was fortunate to learn in this industry. I learned all of it within network marketing. And so I believe it's amazing that this business doesn't just only give you a financial opportunity, but first and foremost, a growth opportunity. And being a great coach is one of them. So that's what I love.
That's right. Right. I mean, if we look back at the game as well, you can have some of the greatest players in the world, but they're not going to necessarily be hired unless they get along really well with the team. And yes, you've met them and I've met them too, to be very patient with the brand new people who want to be speaking in front of the room and they don't even have a team. You know, basically you become a coach the day you have one, but to become a great coach, you have to have a great team. So my second question to you, and that is, how do you coach your team? And on top of that, how do you identify possible great coaches within your team?
Yes. So I think, you know, the way to gain influence over people or educate people or help them to be better, which is what I believe the main role of a coach really is they need to have a chance to be able to listen the way you think. They need to be able to adjust their mindset, to learn new ways of wiring their brain, you know, technically. And in order to help them do that, what I did specifically is always focused on building infrastructure within the team. So what I mean by that is to set up events, to set up calls, to set up trainings, to set up e-training, also to have mentorship calls, leadership retreats, and a lot of things. Like it's not one method that brings the result, but a lot of different things, you know. In today's world, a lot of the things are online. So I recorded a whole training program, for example, that we're using within my team. But even apart from that, you know, I also implement the leaders to be coaching their teams as well. And we have a basic infrastructure on how we do that. But also we constantly reinvent it and we constantly feed new information and new concepts. And we also always promote every single event that has been set up from the company, from corporate, whether it's online. At the moment, most of them are online, right? Hopefully in the future, the great offline events as well, because I believe proximity is power. And one of the ways of helping people really break through their limitations and learn more is to just be in a whole different environment. And if we create that, that's, I believe, one of the really strong ways. Also, you can coach through your story. You know, obviously, as we have been having all the leaders really have had their own experience and their own story on how they got to be successful. Let's put it that way. They, along the way, you learn a lot of things. You do a lot of mistakes. And hopefully by sharing those mistakes and hopefully by sharing how you got, you know, how you leveled up after hitting a plateau and all these things, hopefully other people can learn. There's a saying that says that smart people learn from their mistakes. but wise people learn from the mistakes of others. And that's a really good thing to think about, I guess. How to identify people. See, I look at three things, Lucy. Number one, hunger. Because there's a lot of people with great potential. But we have a saying which goes, don't fall in love with the potential. Because a lot of people have potential, don't make anything of it. But a person that's hungry, that's the number one attribute that I look for. So whoever's hungry is a potential person that can become a leader. Second would be the person needs to be coachable, teachable, which is exactly where this word comes back in. Because even if you give great training, great mentorship, if the person says, "Oh, I know it all," and isn't open to learn, then he won't have the chance to develop. And the third thing is character, the value system. People need to be humble. People need to be people's persons. How do you say that? A people person, right? They need to like people, or at least they need to start to care more about others. Because for example, if you're an egocentric person, network marketing, you can't really stay there for a long time being successful. There is also this other quote that says, "Skill gets you to the top, but character keeps you there." And there's so much truth in this. So I look for those things: hunger, teachable, and values. And if I identify all three in one person, I pour more energy, I spend more time with this person, and I try to pull them up or instruct my leaders to do so. That's probably the one pinpoint answer that I can give here that will help out.
So you're kind of a talent scout as well as being a triple diamond.
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Because also, Lucy, you know what's interesting? Many times, and I did that mistake myself, I waited for people to step up. And I realized that if you don't make them step up, they won't. It's just like they're comfortable with you doing the presentation. They're comfortable with you organizing everything. They love if you're the one figuring out all the problems. But there got to come a time where you basically transfer the baton of leadership and you say, "Hey, this is your job now. This is what you're going to do now. You got this rank now. You have this influence now. This is what you're going to do." And you can start with really, really small things. Like doing the registration at a meeting or something like that. But you have to hand out responsibilities and give it to people. And I want to be careful with this word, but somehow delegate a little bit. Now, not in a manager sense, because you don't want to be a manager, right? You still want to be a leader, but you have to allow people to step into their potential by giving them responsibilities. And you got to see that and take that decision for them many times.
I call it purposeful empowerment. You know that you're nice. Giving somebody responsibility, even though you could do it yourself, you're doing it because you want to help coach them and help them be a little bit better. So that flows right into the final question that I have for you. And we know that every great athlete out there has some kind of coach or has a psychologist, has help to help them along. So coaching the coach also, how do you keep yourself motivated and all these new ideas that you're talking about as well?
Well, obviously, like every person, I got people that inspire me, from different areas. There's people from, and here's what's interesting. I got inspired looking at my journey. I got inspired a lot by other leaders of network marketing, of my network marketing company, of my upline, first and foremost, later on by other big international leaders. Today, I have to say, most of my inspiration comes from outside of network marketing, comes from thought leaders from all different kinds of fields, whether it's fashion, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's even church work, to be honest, because some people do outstanding jobs in their fields, incredible things, and I can name a few names if you want to. But besides that, it's just incredible what some people do. And by studying them, listening to their interviews, listening to their audiobooks, reading their biographies, that really is something. I'm not too big of a reader anymore, I have to say, and I feel kind of ashamed about that. But I'm more like audiovisual now, so I'm looking at the things, but it's inspiring to see what some people do, and especially to realize how they think, and that really pushes me forward a lot.
I think it's really great nowadays that so much actually is free. You can go to YouTube, you can watch TED Talks, you can watch any motivational speaker. So before, you used to have to save up a lot of money and go to some sort of program or whatever, but now a lot is available. So as you say, people find your favorites in different times of your life. You find different things inspire you, and it's all part of the growth. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And if inspiration doesn't happen, I have a great wife, you know, Stefania. And if I don't perform at optimum level, she's just going to give me a kick and I'm back to work. So it's easy. I got a backup plan. So that's perfect.
So that's great. So have somebody that's high expectations for you. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing vacation while you're there. Stay safe, mask up, and I'm sure we'll see you soon. Take care. Say hi to Stefania.